It is a privilege and a pleasure to discuss this study with you. You've already heard the title, so we will move right along. I have absolutely nothing to disclose, so. And I would like to acknowledge many people made this possible, including the co-authors, Patrick Madden, who is an amazing statistician, and Ruth Dufresne, who is also an amazing public health professional. And I should mention, this all stemmed from an evaluation for the Partnership for Tobacco-Free Maine, contracted by the School of Community and Population Health at the University of New England. So the objectives are twofold. First of all, to describe the effects of a media flight schedule on call volume in relation to the statewide tobacco quit line. And then also to look at the seasonality, the effects of seasonality and holidays. As background, I would like to set up a definition. So first of all, so that we're all on the same playing field here, mass reach health communication campaigns to promote telephone-based tobacco cessation quit lines are clearly identified as an effective strategy to increase tobacco cessation. And a perfect example has been well documented with the CDC's Tips from Former Smokers campaign. It's not only included in the literature, but you can also find it in the 50th anniversary And then also important to remember is that media campaigns are usually the most visual part of an overall tobacco control program. And it can also be the most costly. Now, many of you are interested in the patient, I'm sure. And so, of course, if you're giving away energy and nutrition therapy, that can also be a large bill, a large part of some budget. But because of media campaigns being one of the most visual components of a tobacco control program, as well as sometimes the most expensive component, unfortunately, it's also vulnerable to budget cuts, which we experienced recently in Maine, and I'm happy to report that the budget ended up not being cut, but the governor was very willing to completely get rid of it. So it's important that we do these studies so that we can show the effectiveness of a specific, whatever level you're at and whatever level your funding is at. So this was a state-related study. So we do know from existing literature what types of messages are effective and what types are perceived effective. And if you're not familiar with the CDC's Media Campaign Resource Center, I really encourage you to look at that. There are so many wonderful apps, and that some of them have been tested, and you can see that in the literature that supports that, as well as perceived effectiveness of apps. So there are a plethora of apps that can be used at very low cost, or potentially no cost. You can even use a system for the smokers app. There are campaign packages, which again, you can go to CDC's website at the Media Campaign Resource Center for more information. And so, not much literature talks about the actual strategies of implementing a tobacco control mass control communication intervention. However, there is some information on gross rating points and what's effective. It's usually, the literature right now talks mostly about quarterly. So cumulative GRP is over a quarter. And then there is limited information about ad placement, time of day, day of week, type of media channel, whether it's television, radio, what have you. And also TV show content, if it's a positive or negative type, gain frame or not. And so, for the purposes of our study, we use the definition as follows. Media buying involves the strategic use of paid placement of messages on identified media channels resulting in a flight or airtime. So when you are on, in this case, television. Okay. I will refer to media buying along with media flight schedules. I will interchange the two terms, but you get the idea. And so the purpose of our study was to fill a gap in the literature by comparing media flight schedules in relation to the Maine Tobacco Helpline call volume and accounting for seasonality and holidays. Because I found nothing out in the literature about comparing the different types of media flight schedules. And so what do I mean by media flight schedules? There are three main types outlined by the American Marketing Association. I did find some of these and we found it on the American Marketing Association's webpage, as well as a former professor who teaches public relations classes, and that was a nice surprise when I called some of the leaders and said, hey. Anyway, so I created this figure so that you can see visual. What exactly am I talking about? Some of you may not be familiar with media campaigns. It's like, oh, well, maybe buy just go spend money, and then, you know, it's on TV, and whatever works out. But it's incredibly strategic, and there are different costs associated with when you're on, what kind of way, et cetera. So these are three main examples that I'm going to use, again, based on the American Marketing Association dictionary and what I found in literature. So lighting is considered equal number of gross rating points. Does everyone know what gross rating points is? Okay, so GRPs and TRPs are a measurement of potential audience reach. Okay? And I know I can probably do a letter on that after. So lighting, say number of GRPs over a specific period of time, usually a shorter period of time, for example, a 12-week period, you know, within a quarter. And then there will be a hiatus, a period where there's nothing, you are not buying any type of media for perhaps, you know, maybe three other quarters. You may just be on one quarter, okay? And then the second example is continuous. A continuous, also known as a continuity buy, is when you are on a regular basis, just like it sounds. I like these continuous groups type of example. And so, but it's the same level of GRP throughout, okay? So, for the purposes of our study, we place specific attributes so that our study could be replicated by others. And that is, we said that it's a minimum of 24 weeks of being on a regular basis. Okay, so again, same level GRP. Pulsing is different. It's a combination of a continuous as well as a flighting. Flighting is also sometimes referred to as bursting, okay, type of buy. And so you can tell by the figure that you see the GRPs do vary, and it is on for a specific period of time. Okay? Are there any questions about that? Okay. So what methods did we use? We used a negative binomial regression model. It was created to examine the relationships among the media flight schedules, number of GRPs, call volume between January 2010 and June 2014. That's when we had data available. And the GRPs reflect major networks as well as local cable TV media buys. These can vary. The literature is not consistent with what types of media, what types of GRPs people are using in their analysis. For example, some literature only uses major network GRPs. And this is an issue because there's a lot more opportunity to purchase on local cable TV media buys. So, and then call volume was determined by all calls to the Maine Tobacco Helpline. The reason we did this is because any call by a smoker does demonstrate an intention to quit, according to literature. It shows the movement toward considering behavior change. And specifically in Maine, there's another study that shows that 87% of all smokers who call the Maine Tobacco Quit Line intend to quit. So our results. All three media buy types were significant. I was surprised. I grew up with, oh, flighting works best. So I'm like, really? But that's okay, and it makes absolute sense. There are so many variables. And I will discuss this more in the next upcoming slides. So all three media buy types were significant. However, and this was the most important finding, a low dose of GRPs was not significant, resulting in little or no effect on call volume. So what do I mean by that? This refers to, well, and I will explain this a little bit more, but just to whet your appetite so you don't leave. So within each media buy, we looked at dose. And when you get down to 165 GRPs or fewer, there was little or no effect on call volume. Okay? So after adjusting for seasonality, time trends, and residual effects, for every 250 GRPs,
which I should say was the weekly average GRP purchase in Maine, we experienced 25% more calls per week, which can be directly attributed to the media campaigns. The weekly call volume, and this is another incredible, we found to be incredibly interesting, was that weekly call volume is suppressed by approximately 22% during the weeks of Christmas, Thanksgiving, and the 4th of July. So in Maine, this translates into 60 fewer calls per week when those holidays landed in a certain week. And then also, in regard to seasonality, during January, Maine experienced the highest call volume, and it actually was at about the third week of the month, between the second and third week of the month of January, which I found interesting because I thought, gee, does that mean most people quit on their own, and then they need help as they get further, so they need to contact you and your wonderful program, as well as all the other great programs that you may be doing here. And then also June, July, and August present an incredible opportunity in tobacco control, because that's when the lowest call volume, by about 100 calls per week, which is a lot, for me, and I'm sure for you, and there's some other things that may explain this. First of all, of course, students are usually out, especially young people, and then people take vacation, and there may be a less supervised time for young people. Smoking, so I think we should cancel summer. But coming from Buffalo, New York, I wouldn't take such a statement lightly. But an opportunity for conducting tobacco control interventions. And so I said I would talk about it a little bit more, and so I will. Several studies have recommended using cumulative number of GRPs per quarter to determine effectiveness. So our study builds on this in that it's important, it may be misleading if type of flight schedule is not taken into consideration as well. So what do I mean by that? So some of the literature says that, well, between 700 and 1,200 GRPs per quarter have been recommended as a minimum amount of GRPs for effectiveness. So if a continuous type of media buy is used in that quarter, with as few as 54 GRPs each week for 13 weeks, a quarter, then a continuous media buy may not be as effective as using a pulsing or flighting schedule during that quarter. See where I'm going with this? It's pretty interesting. So there are some limitations that we should recognize. First of all, in Maine, campaigns run in conjunction with other community interventions. Therefore, it is difficult to control for other factors, such as physician and healthcare referrals, other partners who promote the Maine Tobacco Helpline, and influences such as policy changes, advertising, and placement characteristics, as well as other campaigns. We also looked at commercial literature to help explain our findings. Again, I found nothing in public health literature about types of media flight schedules. And in fact, we didn't set out to look at media flight schedules. It was something that happens, which is probably why we enjoy research and evaluation so much, is because by looking at the data to help explain just 1 year's time of data, I started to think, why is there a difference? Why aren't there as many calls? It should be a linear relationship, and there wasn't during one segment. Anyway, so in the literature, I was surprised that we couldn't explain what was going on. So again, one of the most important findings from our study is that public health program planners should consider the effect of type of media flight schedule in the context of purchasing sufficient rating points, whether it's gross rating points or target rating points, to observe a behavioral response, such as calling a tobacco quit line, or to effectively reach other program objectives. So I'd like to thank you, and I am open to answering any questions you might have. Hi.
I'm curious as to the bottom line effects and purpose to show efficacy, to show effective cells in the area as well. Since we're really, bottom line is we're combating, you know, we're combating the tobacco manufacturers. Is there any thought about looking at tobacco sales as an indicator of success?
Actually, there is some literature about looking at tax revenue. They allowed me to further explore this. Okay, so I think that is a great idea, and it should go for the strategy does target certain times of the year. Okay, so absolutely, and we did look at cost effects.
That it is in your mind and you actually are doing it important.
Yeah, and I should mention, I am no longer with, I was involved in the city, and so I'm not with them right now, but yeah, this chapter we came up, you know, in the report, evaluation report, I included whole area of things for the investigation. You know, as you know, some of you who are involved in doing day-to-day programming or evaluation programs, at some point it all comes down to what are the objectives and goals of this program. When you look at your logic model, how do we get from here to there? And so, yeah, after a while you're like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, but actually we have to prioritize.
So Maine is the largest rural state, and I was wondering, are there any tactics that are more effective with rural populations?
I did not study that. He does have three DNAs, we did look at that. All of them, they don't have coverage. So this was, we looked at the television segments of the television aspect of their communication transmission. So I did not study. But you could, of course, right? I mean, so many ways to play the data. Virtual playground.
Rebecca, I have a question.
Yeah.
The language that we speak is really important.
Yeah.
And so, very few of us had ever heard of these concepts, and I wonder how difficult it is to talk to the legislators about it.
Well, that was the whole reason why I kept looking, because the Maine governor said, let's get rid of the media campaign. You know, CDC is doing such a great job with tips. And of course, it's all a synergistic relationship. And so we did this, we helped further elaborate, so that folks in Maine could be as effective as possible in identifying, you know, good use of taxpayers' dollars. So yes, it really does come down to in what ways, is the program effective, and B, how can we sustain it? So the information from the evaluation, which includes many other variables, was provided. But yes, it's hugely important that we look at the effectiveness of our program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.